This week is Shabbos Parshas Noso. I remember many years ago, one of the rabbonim from the neighborhood, his wife taught in Breuer's school for girls, spoke on Shabbos Parshas Noso in public, and he was complaining about the fact that they retired his wife from the school. There was mandatory retirement at a certain age. And he was complaining that al pi halacha, there is no such thing as mandatory retirement. So in this parsha, in the beginning, is all about mandatory retirement, that the Levim, the Mishnah in the end of the first Perek in Chulin says, the Mumim pasal by Kohanim and don't pasal by Levim, and Shonim only pasal by Levim and doesn't pasal by Kohanim. However, the Gemara there says in the end of the first Perek in Chulin, Shonim only pasal by the Levim at the age of 50, Yosha Mitzvah Havoida. That was only Hayruah Shah in the Midbar. The Doris, there is no such din. In the Midbar, there was such a halacha. The Pasuk says that you should take the census of the Levim between the age of 30 and 50. Apparently, before the age of 30, they didn't do Avodas HaLevim. And then the Pasuk later, in next week's Sedra, says that the Levim started to function from the age of 25. So the Gemara Chulin there, the end of the first parak points out this contradiction. And the Gemara explains that they had to prepare themselves, they had to learn music and other things in order to be able to function like Levim. So it took 5 years to learn whatever they had to learn. So the Gemara there has a kasha that in the first chapter in Sefer Daniel, it says that the Jews who went to Bavel were very bright, the young men were very brilliant, and they were prepared. They took courses in political science, and they became politicians for the government. So the Pasuk says that they had to go to graduate school for 3 years. So the Gemara has a steer. How come over here it takes 5 years, and over there it takes 3 years? So the Gemara answers, look, one is more difficult than the other. So the Gemara has a machloike satanaim. What is the normal time that it takes? Is the normal time 3 years to pick up some a mahalach in a certain discipline? And the Avodas HaLevim was unusually difficult, maybe because of the music, and that took 5 years? Or is it normally that it takes 5 years? And political science, the politics, was the Eretz Men HaKlal. That was only 3 years. L'mayin nafkamina. The Gemara says, if a person is learning Torah and he learns in a kollel for 3 years and he doesn't seem to be getting too far, he doesn't seem to be steiging, so which should we say that he should give up? It's not for him. Let him go get a different job. Or should we say no, that sometimes it takes, the normal is that it takes 5 years. So that's a machlokes, whether a person was learning for 3 years and he wasn't right, him a bracha, should he go to a different field, or is that only if it took 5 years? So the Rashash in Ksubis has an interesting comment. The Rishonim have a stira between different Gemaras. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ben Shemana Esri L'chuppah, he's supposed to get married at the age of 18. The Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, talks about getting married. So, I think it's the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, if a person is 20 years old and he's still not married, then they're angry at him in Hashemayim. Tipach Ruchem, they're angry. So how come it says 20? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says 18. So Tosfos says he should try to get married at 18, but you don't marry the first girl that you meet, so you have to give him a chance. So you give him a chance till he's 20. It's enough time. From 18 to 20 is enough time to figure out whom he's going to marry. So the Rashash has a suggestion that maybe I saw some Svardish Achreinim have the same suggestion. I saw some Svardish Sefer on Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezer, running commentary on Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezer, where they have the same idea as the Rashash, that stira between the Mishnah and the Gemara, whether 18 or 20, is really the Machlokes HaTanaim. How many years does it take to develop, to pick up the derech and learning? Because the Mishnah says, ben chamesh esrei le Talmud. Ben chamesh le Mikra, the age of 5, you have to start learning all of Tanakh till the age of 10. And after the age of 10, you start learning Mishnayos till the age of 15. And then at the age of 15, ben chamesh esrei le Talmud. So how long does it take to develop a derech to pick up how to learn? Because Rechaim Tzavar Biyasek Batoira, if he's busy trying to pick up how to learn, to develop chush and learning, if he's going to get married and he's going to have the obligation to support his wife, he won't be able to. So if it takes 3 years, then we said, Meshman Esrei L'chup. If it takes 5 years, then you say he should get married by the age of 20. So the Rasha suggests maybe not like Tosfos says, you give me between the age of 18 and 20. The Rashash probably lived at a time that they read a shidduch and you married the girl and shame. It didn't take you forever till you dated the girl, till you decided. The Shatranim picked the girl and the boy would marry her. So he suggests, that's what they suggest, maybe it's really a machlekes. The machlekes, whether 18 or 20, depends on that machlekes in the end of the first parak on Chulin. Then the Torah starts with the halachas, the regular halachas of Shiluach Tmei Min HaMachne. The word Machne appears 3 times, and the 3 different Tmeim are mentioned. Shalach Min HaMachne Kol Tzuro V'Chol Zor V'Chol Tomei Lo Nofesh. So the 3 Machnes are Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah is Harabais, Machne Yisrael is Yerushalayim. So in Yerushalayim, the only time he's not allowed to enter is the Metzorah. Metzorah is not allowed to enter any Ayoras on Bekaf Eschayma. It's just a big machlekes in the Rishonim, whether lo yovel tocha machne, the lab lo yovel tocha machne, if a mitzvah enters Yerushalayim, he'll be loike, because it's a lab sheyesh b'maisa. If a mitzvah enters ayaris hamikaf eschayma, that's a machlekes of Rishonim. But it's only a violation of the essay of Yishalchem in hamachne, or there's a lois essay as well. The all ayaris hamikaf eschayma have the exact same din as Yerushalayim or not. So that's a big machlekes. The Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer assumes that all Ayaros HaMakaf HaSchayma have the same din as Yerushalayim. And so he's bothered with Akasha. How come he can't eat Kachim Kalim in Ayaros HaMakaf HaSchayma if it has the same din as Yerushalayim? So he answers, because the Shechita has to be in the Azara. Once you do the Shechita on the Azara, then if you take the Basa out to remove it to a different city, which is Mukav Chaim Moshe Shul Benun, so it'll be Nifsal B'Yotze. So then you're going to bring it back into another Ir HaMakef Eschayma. Once it's Nifsal B'Yotze, so it's also B'Achilo. So you can't eat it. But then he's bothered with the Kasha. If that's the whole reason, so by Maisu Sheni, not Nifsal B'Yotze. So why can't you eat Maisu Sheni and all Ayoros HaMakef Eschayma if they all have the same din as Yerushalayim? So it comes up with a fantastic Kiddush, that the mokum for Achilus Maisa Sheni is not the same mokum as Achilus Kachim Kalim. And by Maisa Sheni, you need more Mekudish. All Ayaros HaMakaf Eschayma, in principle, have the same level of Kedusha as Yerushalayim. So theoretically, he would have been able to eat the Korban Pesach or other Kachim Kalim and all Ayaros HaMakaf Eschayma, if not for the fact that it'll be Nipsal B'Yotze. But Maisa Sheni, you can't eat it in any city that has Kedushas Machne Yisrael. Only in Yerushalayim, Tosfos in the first Perek and Tainus quotes from the Sifrei, V'halto sham lefnei Hashem Elokecha Maisa Degon Chavsei Rosh Chavitzarecha, on that pasuk, that the reason why you have to eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim is that all of the Bnei Yisrael should be Oyla. They should come to Yerushalayim and see the Kohanim doing Avoida, and the Levim singing Shir, they should be impressed with that. They should grow in Yerushalayim for that. So that's on Yerushalayim. Others hold just the reverse. The Ritva in Makkos comes to answer Tosfos Akasha. The Gemara says, Gagam Aliyos Leinis Kachu, with respect to eating Korban Pesach, and many Rishonim hold it's not only Korban Pesach, it's even with respect to all Kachim Kalim. So if Gagam Aliyos Leinis Kachu, how come the Gemara in Makkos talks about eating Maisa Sheni on top of the branches, on top of the tree, if you hold Gagam Aliyos Leinis Kachu? So Tosfos gives various answers. So the Ritva gives an answer. He says that Gagam Aliyos Leinis Kachu is only regarding Kachim Kalim, not regarding Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is easier. The mokum for Maisa Sheni, Achilas Maisa Sheni, is more kal. That's what I would have said. The mokum for Kachim Kalim is more chomer because it's a korban. But the But the Mabit and the Sefer and the Rambam, the Kiriya Sefer, he writes just the reverse, that the Mokam Achila for Ma'aseh Sheni is more chomer than the Mokam Achila for Kodesh Mikalim. That's a big Chiddush. And Menachem Zembe has a whole kuntris on the Esek Dushas. The Esek Dushas appears in the Sifrei Zut. The Sifrei Zut that begins with this, Shiluch Tmei Min Amachne, and it has the same text that appears in the Mishnah in Perek Aleph and Kelim Esek Dushas Heim. But there are several discrepancies between the text that appears in the Sifrei Zutta and the text as it appears in the Mishnah. So Menachem Zem has around a 95-page kuntris on that. A friend of his was publishing, Yoskovich, was publishing the Sifrei Zutta with footnotes, with Ambur the Sifrei footnotes on the bottom of the page. And he corresponded with Menachem Zemba, and he asked maybe he can give some he'oros. So he sent his whole kuntris, Oitzer HaSifrei, where he speaks about the discrepancies between the listing of the Esek Dushas as it appears very lomdish, kuntris, as it appears in the Mishnah in Kelim Perek Aleph, and as it appears in the beginning of the Sifrei Zutta. Then the Torah has the institution of Gezel Ager, that there's an institution, Alashang Zelis, if I swore falsely that I don't owe money to someone else. Kofatz ben Hishba, not that it doesn't have to be a Shuas Hadayonim, doesn't have to be Hishbiyu Hadayonim. He's Kofatz ben Hishba, he volunteers a Shuas, he says, I don't owe you money. And then he's Moida, he admits on his own. If he doesn't admit, he doesn't, the din doesn't apply. The Gemara says in Perek Merubah, this din only applies if the person who swore falsely and was stealing money from someone else admits that he swore falsely. Then he has to pay Karma Chaimish and bring Hashem Gzeilus. Who does he pay the Karma Chaimish for? To the Nigzal. What happened if the Nigzal died? Mainly, Ishgoy Lahashiv Hashem Elof. The Gemara says in the end of Baba Kama Lecheish Lachadim Yisrael, Shein Lo Goalim. How is that possible? A person dies, even if he has no children, he has siblings, he has no siblings, he has cousins, he has distant cousins. It cannot be that a person dies and doesn't have any yorshim. Ein lochad misal shein lo kreivim. Mara says it goes on a ger. A ger shen has got kotten shenala domi. That's what the Chasam Seifus raises the question. How did the Tanoim know such a wild chiddush? Ger shen has got kotten shenala domi that is not related to anybody in the world. So the Pashta says that they understood it from this parsha. It says mainly yishkel hashib hashem elov. That's in Perek Hey, Pasuk Ches. Mainly Yishkoel, how is that possible? Gezel Ager. So the Chasam Sofer says it doesn't really prove the point. Maybe means we don't know who the Krovim are. Like it says in Vayikra. If we don't know, if the Krovim don't have any money to be goel, the Sada, Gulas Krovim, the Sada that he sold. So maybe over here also, mainly Yishkoel, we don't know who the relatives are. That's why you have to go fish around. What is the mocker of that din? Different suggestions. What is the mocker of that din of Gershon Yisgayer? Kikotin Shanol Adami. But this Gezel Ager, this is one of the Chof Dalet Matnas Kahuna. That if I stole from the Ger and I swore falsely, then you have to give the Kerem HaChemesh. You can't bring the Hashem Gzeles before you give first the Kerem HaChemesh. Chemesh is not Miyake, but the Keren is Miyake. You have to pay the Keren before you bring the Asham Gzelos. So the Torah is Mechadosh that if it's a Ger Shameis Mein Lo Yorshim, then you give the Kerem L'Chaimish to the Kohanim. Then the Torah has the Parsha of Soito, Ish Ish Kisis Te Ishtoi. We spell it Soto with a Samach, the Chumash has it with a Sin. But the way it's spelled, Shin Tes Hei, it sounds like Shaita. So that's what the Gemara has a comment. Person only sins if he has a ruach shtus. My father, Zechan Baruch, told me that he once saw in Europe a sefer, they probably have it in the libraries, written by the son-in-law of the Shach, who was bothered with Akasha. But the Gemara has a din of, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third parak, there is a din of Yitam Chalim, Yitam Shaita, if a person has temporary fits of insanity. So bizman shehu shayta, hariyah kishayta, bizman shehu cholim, when he's healthy, hariyah kipikeach. So if the halacha recognizes temporary insanity, that he has a din of a shayta, and the chazal have the comment on the pasuk, ein anam chaytam ken yichnas ha-baruach shduz. Why is anyone held responsible for any avera that he does? he's an itim shaita. So I think my father told me that what the Shach Sanalar writes in the Sefer is that he's held responsible because he let himself fall into this shtus. Okay, but it's an interesting kasha. The Rambam has an interesting, in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam has an interesting presentation that we have the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, B'halachta B'drocha, we have to go in the ways of Hashem in order to preserve the Tzel Malakim that we were born with. So how does one know what are the Darchei Hashem? So the Rambam quotes a whole chunk from Aristotle that you shouldn't go to one extreme or the other. You always go in the golden and the derech hamemutza, the middle of the road. That's why lachta bedrach. So Shadal was an Italian Jewish philosopher, and he has complaints against the Rambam. Why did the Rambam take Aristotle and put it in the Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Deos? So the Maariv Chayes has a defense of the Rambam. He says, no, this one appears in the Gemara. This is not Aristotle. He takes the Lashonis from Aristotle to present the Gemara, but it's really a Gemara. The Gemara says, all right, Saita b'kekula yazarats min ayayin. The Gemara is explaining how come Parshas Saita is followed immediately with Parshas Nazir. And Mishnah also, you have Nedarim, Nazir, Saita, how come they're next to each other? The Gemara says that normally a person should not become a Nazir, not to drink wine, and not to be Metamil Mason. Why such an extreme position? You should, so the Chazal man says you should never take either extreme. Shouldn't eat too much, and you shouldn't be fasting Taneisim and not to Minanim and Olam Hazeh at all. Shouldn't Minanim too much, but Olam Hazeh. You shouldn't avoid, you shouldn't become an ascetic. You should be B'derech HaMamutza. Unless a person lives in a generation, like what do you mean one Saita? You look in the newspaper every day, there's another Saita. Every day there's a Sotos. So, all right, so to be kukula, then you have to go to the extreme. The Rambam gives the moshel that normally a person should eat normal food, shouldn't be shouldn't go to one extreme or the other, to only eat fatting foods and so on, or to the other extreme, to fast Taneisim all the time. But if a person is sick, then sometimes we recommend he should go to an extreme and eat a lot of, so if he's too skinny, he should eat a lot, or if he's too fat, he should go on a diet, and then after everything straightens out, then he goes back to the Derech HaMemutza, to the Derech HaHemtzoi. So the same is true, not only by Choli HaGuf, the same is true by Choli HaNefesh. If a person sees a Reis, then he has to go to the extreme. But otherwise, it's not right to go to either extreme. So the Rambam got it from, that's what the Maariv Chayes writes. He has a whole essay about this in the Kol Kisvei Maariv Chayes. Says the Rambam used the Lashonis of Aristotle, but he clearly got it from the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole Sefer. I forgot which Sefer it is. He has one Sefer where he has 80 Terutzim on one Kasha. That's called Gvura Shmoinim. He has another Sefer where he has 70 Terutzim on one Kasha. Shivim Parim Later. So one of the two Svarim, he's working on the following Kasha. There is a machloikas hatanaim where the bailam afaglim. Let's say I bring a korban to the base of Mikdash and I give it to the kohen, and the kohen does the avoda. While the kohen is doing the avoda, I have in mind, I'm not doing the avoda. While the kohen is doing the avoda, I have in mind that I'm going to eat the basar chutz lizmanoi. I have in mind I want the kohanim to be makta the emurim chutz lizmanoi. So that makes it pigul. So we pass kem bailamena afaglim. Only the kohen who does the avodah could be mefagel, or whoever does the shchita, you can make pigul mishal shchita. But if you all like the tana, whose opinion was rejected, if you all like the tana by the mefaglim, so how can you ever have a soito? And the maim hamorim is going to work. This is a miracle that the Torah promises l'doros, that if the woman is a soito, if she sinned, then she's going to get sick and she's going to die. There's nothing poisonous with the maim hamorim, it's just bitter. But it's not dangerous. It's not unhealthy. There's no reason b'derech hateva that she should get sick. The Torah promises a miracle over here, that if she's innocent, choysa v'niksa v'nizra zara, she didn't have any children before, she'll have babies now. And if she's guilty, then she's going to get sick and she's going to die. So how can the Torah promise this miracle? It says, b'acha yashka so isha, It's Amoyim. It says first you bring the Minchas Kena'ois, and only afterwards you have a drink, the Maim Hamorim. After Minchas Kena'ois will be possible. So then the Maim is not Baidiker. So if you hold Bala Mefaglim, so the Bala Korban is the wife, so the, or the husband. So if they can be Mefagal, so they can foul up the whole thing. So how will the Maim ever be Baidiker? So that's the kasha that he works on. The Gemara, the Sifrei, comments on the Pasuk. Uparas Rosh HaIsha, the woman is married, and the Kohen has to uncover her hair. So you see from the Pasuk, in Ayhu L'Meres Yisrael, the married woman is supposed to cover her hair. In the days of the Gemara, the common practice was that even the Goyish women who are married would cover their hair. So that's why the Gemara says in Brachas that Ser B'Isha Erva, any part of the body, the din is that the Ebraha Erva, Ebraha Leida is Erva even for if one man is looking at another man, or one woman is looking at another woman. So if the Ebraha Leida is uncovered, that's Erva even for a person from the same gender. But the other parts of the body, other than the Ebraha Leida, are only considered erva if it's ma'ora taiva. So whatever is darker lechasa is ma'ora taiva. So in the days of the Gemara, even the goyish women who are married were covered there. So that's why in the days of the Gemara there was a din seb isha erva. The Baruch HaShulchan Aruch said, "Bizman hazeh," even though the married women are supposed to be covering the hair, but there's so many women that don't cover the hair. So he thinks that they can say that it has a din of erva, that they can say kriyashma. The Chavetz Chaim always complains about that. In the Mishnah Brura and other Svarim that he wrote, that if the women don't cover the hair and the husband benches and the husband learns and he says Kriya Shema facing his wife, so it's all Beisr. He's not allowed to say Brochas at Tfilas when his wife is uncovered, when the hair is uncovered. So the Rosh Hashulchan doesn't agree with that. He thinks that since so many women today don't cover the hair, there's no longer Darkala Chasais. So it wouldn't have a din of error. Absalachik thought that Dor HaShulchan was right, that the women are supposed to cover the hair, but if they don't, you can't really say that it has a din of error. The Pasuk says, Ve'eid ein bo. So the Gemara says, come back in the first daf and Zaita, the base on the base, Ve'eid ein bo, come back from Shanem Ve'eid. That's called the Binyan Av. If you have a word, we assume that the Chumash, the whole Chumash in the beginning to the end, is written in the same style Hebrew. It was written by one author. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated everything word for word, letter for letter, to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a composite of three different texts. That's what the Gemara points out in Chagiga, in the first parish, that sometimes the Pasuk will introduce a parsha, Adam Shalom Moshe Behar Sinai. Sometimes Adam Shalom Moshe Me'ol Moed Lema. El Moed was the 40 years of traveling in the Midbar. And sometimes it's introduced to Adam Shalom Moshe, the Aris Mayav. Aris Mayav was right before Moshe Rabbeinu died, the last month of his life. And then at the end of the Aboim Shana, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want you to put together the Chamish Shulchan Shei Torah. Sometimes use text A, sometimes text B, and sometimes text C. So the Gemara Chagiga in the first paragraph has a whole Machlokes HaTanaim. What was this all about? Why was there a need for three different texts? But we, our tradition has it that all the three texts, Vadabar Shem Moshe, all the three, so the Chumash, as we have it, is a composite of three different texts. But all three were dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Letter for letter, because sometimes the Gemara learns out of din from the fact that the word is spelled Molei or Choser, Tahor, is sometimes spelled with Avav, sometimes without Avav, Kadosh, sometimes spelled with Avav, without Avav. And so on. So Gemara Naira is usually spelled Nun Ayin Resh, and once in a while it's spelled Nun Ayin Resh Hey, and the Gemara learns that dinim from that thing, Ksubis. So we believe the whole Torah was dictated by the same author, Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the usage of the words is the same. That's called Binyan Av. The meaning of the words is the same. So since there's a pasuk that says Le'yokam Erecha Bish L'chalav and L'chal Chatos, it says Le'yokam Erecha Bish. You see the Kamakim Shenem Eid. The word eid usually means a pair of eidim, a kat eidim, unless it says eid echad. So here it says ve'ed ein bo means that there are no two edim. If they say echad, ed echad would be neman. One is ed echad neman. Really, it's a dovish of the era here to say that the ish is insad, that she has to get divorced. But here the Torah is mechadesh that ed echad is neman. If there's already kinu yistira, and then the ed echad says zinsa, when she had that stira with the man that the husband was choshed her with, so then ed echad is neman. Then the Gemara has a whole discussion of the din, a lot of details what that means. Rav Chaim has a famous beer in a safe on the Rambam. The whole beer says in the Shach, on Yeriday. Rav Chaim writes it a little fancier than the Shach, but the whole thing, word for word, everything is in the Shach. So that's one of the cases where Erech is not. What are the other two cases? By Egla Rufa, it says, Lonoda mihiko, we don't know who murdered the person. So the Lonoda mihiko means even if you have Eid Echod who says Reisi Ahoreg, then you don't bring an Egla Rufa. Eid Echod should not be believed because it's nefashis. You want to give the death penalty to the one who murdered him. So Eid Echod shouldn't really be believed to say Reisi Ahoreg. He's Naman to the extent that we don't bring the Egla Rufa. But it's not Neman to give him the onus. In the third case of Makam Shemin at Tered Echad, is Pashtas is only Neman with the Rabbanan by Meis Baila. By Meis Baila to allow the woman to remarry, that should have really been treated like a Dovish of the Erva. And it's a Chiddush that the Tered Echad is Neman. We usually assume the Pashtas in Gemara, Tered Echad by Meis Baila is only with the Rabbanan. So that's what the Tosus and the Ramban is. How can it be with the Rabbanan? That's Min at Tered Echad is Eina Neman. We have a klal ein kerch b'yad chacham melakadov menatar b'kum v'yaseh. Yesh kerch b'yad chacham melakadov menatar b'sheh v'al taseh. The chachamim have the ability to make exeret that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you should not blow shofar. Or hager shenizgar erech Pesach in the morning, you should not bring the Pesach Rishon, don't bring Pesach Sheni. Or if you're wearing a beged, arba kamfes shel tzemet, shel pishton, you shouldn't put in tzitzit. Zagzera de rabban. That's called yeshkach b'yachachamim, lakadod ben atoira, b'shei b'al taseh, not to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. But you can't have an eda, you can't have midrabbanan. The rachachamim cannot allow, cannot permit an eshesish to remarry. So how can they say edechad is neman by meispailah? So that's a big question, Tosis and Ramban. Work on that question. But the Pashas in the Gemara, that it's only midrabbanim in a Torah, the Erechot is Eino Neman. That's the Pashas. The Nadi Behuda quotes the Pnei Yeshua as a big Pesek during his lifetime. Pnei Yeshua was known as a big Pesek. That's how they say he wrote the Pnei Yeshua. He wrote the Sefer full of Pilpulim to show the world that he knows how to say a Shir on Gemara also. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz was known, that was a contemporary of his. He was known for his pilpulim. They came from all over Europe to learn by Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in Hamburg. He was the rabbi in Hamburg. Even though they knew that it was against the law to have a Gemara, and he would make the Yukim and Rashi and the Yukim and Loshana Gemara. And they knew that the government, the police, would come every so often and confiscate all the Gemaras. So they all came from all over the world. He would say the Gemara, the Rashi, that tells everything by heart and make the Yukim. So he was known as Balpilpul on Gemara. So he wrote the crazy place in Nur Metumim to show the world that he knows how to pass Kanshailas also a fluke of history. That the Pnei Yeshua and the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, each one wrote a sefer, that's how they write in their Bayamim. Each one wrote a sefer, not on his field, to show that he's an expert in the other field also. So the Nadi Behuda quotes a few times the Pnei Yeshua. He says, Kahara Zaken. The Pnei Yeshua was older than him, and he says, Pnei Yeshua gebaskent, and that's it. We accept this psak. So the Pnei Yeshua claims, based on a sifrei, on the pasuk loyakam erechad beish alu beisha kamhu erechad is neman by an isha, that's the pasuk, that's the mocker, that erechad is neman by meis baila. And when the Gemara sounds like the Gemara asks why is he neman, so the Gemara sounds like it's all midrabbanan. So the Pnei Yeshua interprets, no, the Gemara was asking, why weren't they machmer midrabbanan, not to be mamen Eid Echad? So the Gemara gives explanations why they weren't machmer. But the fact that Eid Echad is neman by Meis Baila, the Nadi Behuda accepts what the Pnei Yeshua said, that that's really a din deraisa. That's a big chiddush. Because all the other poskim all assume not. So everybody assumes that the three cases were kol makom shemin etoredecha reikan shnayim, two of them amin ator, and the third one is just min derabbanan. By meis baila derecha is only neman min derabbanan, but by seita and by egla rufa there derecha is neman min ator. The pasuk uses the lashon v'nitma'o. If the eish is ish bazinta, it's called v'nitma'o. So the Gemara in the first parak in Chulin understands from this that just like by the Saita, it's b'shus ayachid. Definition of b'shus ayachid, b'shus rabban depends if there are three people close to each other. You can have three people in the middle of the b'shus rabban. If three people are close to each other, you can have three people inside a building, inside a b'shus ayachid. But if you have three people near each other, then has the din of a Rishus HaRabim. And the din is Safik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim Svei Kator, but Safik Tuma B'Shus HaYachid Svei Katomi. So they learned that out from the Parsha of Soita, that you have just the Boil and the Neveles, and they're alone in the room, and the Torah says that Akosava Osa Safik Kivadai. And because the Chumash uses the Loshen Vinitmo, so that the Parsha says you go to Chumre, by Saita, how do you know you go to Chumre by Safik Tumma B'Shus HaYochid? Because the Chumash uses that expression, the Nitma'o. So that's what led the Chachamim to extend this din of Safik Tumma B'Shus HaYochid, Svei Katame, even to Tumma. Why does the Taka say the Nitma'o? So the Avnei Nezer has at the end of the Chelek Beis of the Chuvas and Avnei Nezer, he has Biurim and Sugyas and different Gemaras and Ksubas and Yevamas of you, he has on Saita. It's very strong chidusha Torah. His tshuvas are very outstandingly gevaldic. So he has a beer in a sugya in Soita Davov. And the beer is based on a comment that the Kuzari makes, that the Melech HaKuzarim asks the Chover, if you people follow everything that it says in the Chumash, so how come you don't go to mikveh? Whenever a man becomes a balkari, how come, and when they touch a dead sheretz, how come you don't go to the mikveh? So he said, Chover, the rabbi answers, no, the din of tumah only poses a problem. Tumah is a type that is associated with kedusha. If you want to eat korbanos, you want to eat ma'aseh sheni that has kedusha, you want to enter the Beis HaMikdash, you want to be makriv korbanos, akoyim makriv korbanos, then you have to be tohur. But he says, we live so far away from the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have any Ma'aseh Sheni, we don't have any Korbanos, we can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. So it's totally irrelevant for us. All the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara are not relevant today. So then, and the Melech HaKuzarim asks the rabbi, how come you insist that the women have to go to mikveh then? So he says, no, that's Taras HaMishpacha has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara. That's a different thing. So that idea that Tumah and Kedusha are tied to this asset, that's what the Avnei Nezer picks up on. And he says, the Gemara has in the beginning of Kedushin that the Loshon Harev Mukudesh Asli is a Lishna Derabbanan. The Osala Kuli Alma Kehegdush. If you want to speak in biblical Hebrew when you get married, you would say, Hareat Ishti, Hareat Arusosa, Hareat Nisu osi areat ezrasi negdosi ezek enegdai tzalosi. These are biblical expressions, but areat mukadeshes, that's a lishna derabbanan. So the Abnenezes, Rabbi Yosef Engel has this also in the Gil Yoni Hashas on the beginning of Kiddushin. So the Abnenezes says the lishna is a lishna derabbanan, but the concept is a concept deraisa, that when a couple gets married, there's an element of kedusha that's introduced into their lives that didn't exist before. The Gemara comments that Ish v'Isha Shechina Shvei Beinayim, when they're married, because the word Isha has a Yud in the middle and the word Isha has a Hey. So Yud K is one of the Zayin Shem Shein Nimchokim. And when there's no Shalom Bayis and the Shechina goes away, then it's Eish HaMachlokes. So the Avnei Nezer says that's why the Chumash uses the Loshon V'Nitma'o, because Tumah is attached to the Sasri with Kedusha, because the woman becomes Asur al-Baila. She's Mazana Tachas Baila. She becomes Asur al-Baila. He explains the whole, he claims that the Ishus is partially broken. The Ishus usually has Israel called Yalman Hetel Bailan. Here, the Ishas does not have a Hetel Bailan. And he explains a whole bunch of dinim based on that, not Stamad Roshan. I remember when we were learning Yevamos and Rav Soloveitchik Shir. So at that time, he used to give a Shir 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So I remember one Thursday, he got stuck in a Gemara and he was working, couldn't figure out, he gave up. So he says, he ended the Shir. So I suggested a pshat in the Gemara because the Kollel had learned Yevamos just the year before. And I had this pshat. At that time, I didn't know that Avnei Nezer had the whole pshat. I had a pshat, which I found later that Avnei Nezer had. So Rav Soloveitchik was sitting, asking, does anybody have any suggestions? So I gave this suggestion, a pshat. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't like it in a big way. So he said, let's not philosophize. That's a dirty word. Philosophize means you give svaris, both svaris. So the next week he came back on Tuesday and he said he thought that the pshat that I suggested was correct. So remember, Rabbi Blau didn't like it because the Rav didn't like it the week before. So he was saying, no, it's no good. I remember the Rav said, no, it's a good pshat, it's a good pshat. So the Avnei Nezer shows that that's a Beferish Gemara in Saita. That Ishus contains two parts. It contains Isra Kuli Amheta Labailo. And when she becomes a Saita, part of the issues disappears. The Heta Labaila is no longer there. That's why it says Vinitma'o, because Tuma means a Tartarisasri with Kedusha, so the issues is partially broken. And that's why the Gemara has a Chiddush, that even an Eshesish Hazinsa, she's only partially Eshesish. If she's going to be Mizana again, the boil will be Chai Misa. She's very Chai Misa when the first time she was Mizana, but the boil Sheni will also be Chai Misa. We pass on halacha that in order to be mashka, the seita and the beis hamikdash, the husband has to bring 2 eidei kinui and 2 eidei stira. He's not different. Shittas and the tanoim is inem and al piatzma. So we pass on, he has to have 2 eidei kinui, 2 eidei stira. So the beis halevi has a long tshuva, very interesting tshuva, lebedik, cheerful tshuva, whether these are eidus lekiyam hadavar, eidus lebira hadavar. So he thinks that there's a difference between the two, that eidei kinui Eidus, when he warns his wife, Altistri and Mishplaini, that's Eidus Lekiyam Adover. If he warns her, Shalob Bifnei Eidim, it's not as serious. But the Eidus Stira, that's only Eidus Lebira Adover. And he suggests sometimes there may be a difference between Eidus Lekiyam Adover, Eidus Lebira Adover. What if you have Eidus Mecheres? What if she had Stira once in the presence of one Eid Echad, and another occasion in the presence of a different Eid Echad, but both times she had stira with the same person. So if you had kinui, Eidus Mecheres and kinui, two different times, the husband warned his wife, Altistri Mishplaini, so that would not be Mitztaref. You have to, Eidus Lekim Adobe has to be B'Basachas, not B'Zachazeh. But Eidus Lebir Adobe, that can be B'Zachazeh. That was a shaila that was posed, as the Rav Soloveitchik told us, the background of that tshuva. Rav Loza Moshe Horovitz was the Rav in Pinsk, if I'm not mistaken. That was Chidushim printed in the back of the Gemara. And then about 60 years ago, I think, B'chon Yerushalayim had a Ksav Yatza, they printed this Chidushim on Yeredeya. It's a very nice Chidushim. So he had the following shaila. There was a certain Talmid Chacham whom he didn't like, and he told his wife, he's going away. He's going away, going to shul or whatever. He's not going to be home. And if that Talmid Chacham comes, don't let him in the house. I can't stand him. When the Talmid Chacham came and the wife was embarrassed not to let him into the house, it was no Issa Yichud, it was Baila Ba'ir. There was no problem of Yichud. But the husband had told her, don't let him into the house. So then when the husband came home, the wife told him that Pliny came. And she was embarrassed to say, my husband doesn't like you. And he said, I shouldn't let you in the house. So she let him in. She gave him a cup of coffee and some Danish or whatever. And he left on his way. So the shaila was, is that called kinui astira? Do you need, so if you need Eidus Lekiyam Adover, so it doesn't help. Paidoas Baldin doesn't help. But if it's only Eidus Lebir Adover, so then you should say, Shabi Anab Shechaticha Disur. The husband knows himself that the husband knows himself that he told her, Altistri Mishplan, don't let the guy in the house. And he believes the wife. The wife says that she let him into the house. So that should be Shavi Anab Shechatech, so she should be Asur Abal. So the Beis HaLevi has this long tshuva where he distinguishes the Eine Kinui in Eide Stira. Eine Kinui is Eide Slakim Adover, and Eide Stira is Labir Adover. But then the last paragraph he writes, the whole thing, the whole pilpul is irrelevant here, because the only time it's called Kinui is if the husband is choshed his wife business. But if he just doesn't like the other Talmud Chacham, and he says, don't let him in the house, I can't stand him, he's not a Balmidas, that's not called Kina. Yeah, that's a Beferish Gemara. So that's the last paragraph is really the Tshuva to Rav Loza Moshe Horowitz. That was the Shaila. And the rest was Lepilpula. He explains how Yerushalmi, that seems to distinguish between Eide Kina and Eide Stira with respect to Eides Mircheres, if it was Bezah Chazah. So right after the Parsha of Soita, the Torah has the Parsha of Nozir, the Dinim of Nozir. The Nozir has a special Chiddush Dinim of Zerah B'Shela. When you bring the Shalmei Nozir, so the rest of the Shlamim is Mutar Lezar, except for the Zerah B'Shela, which is cooked together with the rest of the Nozir, that's only Mutar LeKohanim. So the Gemara has, Gemara learns out from here, that you have shishim in the rest of the Bisar HaShlamim against the Zerah B'Shela, so therefore it's bottle b'shishim. So Tosis says, what are you talking about shishim? It's only an asmachta. It's all min b'minoi. It's all basa with basa. So in the Torah, you don't need shishim. You only need shishim when it's min m'shein minoi, because of the halacha of tam ki'ika, it's nice and tam, but min b'minoi, there is no nesinas tam. So Tosis says, the whole yalfus is only an asmachta b'alma. And Rashi seems not to understand like that. Rashi understood, no, that you always need shishim whenever you have lach balach. You always need shishim, even if you don't hold from tam ki'ika. Even min b'minoi, you need shishim. And the machlekes by the tam ki'ika, the Raisa the Rabbana goes, after you have shishim already and still faintly nice and tam, is there a din of tam ki'ika? But if it's less than shishim, my lach balach, Rashi, oh, that's a din. The Raisa lach balach always needs shishim. There is such a Tosis in Perek HaZohar in the middle of Bob Metzia. Tosis assumes a double pasha that by lach balach he always needs shishim. Rabbi Kivege writes in the Gil Yana Shas, he never heard of it. What in the world are they talking about? There is no such thing. That's Rashi Shita. That's Rashi holds like that. Tosis in the Sugya of Zerah B'Shela disagrees with their Rashi. But that Tosis in Perek HaZohar is like that Rashi. The Gemara says that the Zerah B'Shela is a Chiddush. What's a Chiddush? So the Ravid is of the opinion that usually aim about an isal chatchila. You're not allowed to cook what's only mutter le kohanim. You're not allowed to cook it together in the same pot with the rest of the flesh that everybody else is going to eat. So that should have been an isa derais aim about an isal chatchila. And here the Torah permits it. The Shach says that Rova Poskim don't hold like that Ravid. That all aim about an isal chatchila is only an isa derabana. So why is it considered a chiddush? So the other Rishonim, the Rashba says on that daf, why is it a Chiddush? Zohar B'Shela. Chiddush is that here it's a mitzvah, B'davke, and Kol HaTarukula, true, Eim Vat Terisal HaTchila is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, but it's never a mitzvah to mix in an Issa with the het and to cook it together. Here by Zohar B'Shela, it's a mitzvah to cook the two together. By Nazir, the Gemara has a din. Let's say a person is Mekabel Naziris. Stam Naziris Loshim Yom, if he doesn't say how long. But there is no halacha. It has to go in units of 30. It's not 30, 60, 90, 120. Can it be Mekabel Naziris 100 days? 105 days. It doesn't have to be, it has to be a minimum of 30 days. So what if a person was Mekabel Naziris for 30 days or 100 days? Then on the last day, you can bring the karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash and you can chop off the rest of the last day by applying the klal of Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi. So the Gemara has Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi. The original pasuk is by Zava. She makes a bedikah in the morning of the seventh day, Zava. And then she goes to the mikveh. Mid the Rabbanim, they prohibited going to the mikveh by Yom. The Gemara gives the whole explanation, the end of Maseches Nida. Why? But the din of mix and kikul applies to the nazir, and applies to the zav and the zav, and applies to avelus and nidui. So the Ramami Fanu was a city in Italy. Ramami Fanu was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. There was no printing press in Eretz Yisrael in the 1500s. So Rabbi Yosef Karo sent his Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch to Italy that the Ramami Fanu should publish it for him. So the Rambam Mifana has a small sefer collection of tshuvas. So he raises a question: why don't we say on Shabbos and Yom Tov, everyone should go to shul in the morning and daven and make kiddush and call it quits, make sam kikula, and then you can go to work. Many people used to do that. Many people, when I was growing up, the Hashkama Minyan was not for the people who wanted to learn Daf Yomi. And didn't want to listen to the rabbis. And Hashkama Minyan is for the people how to go to work on Shabbos. So why don't we say Miksam Kekula? So he gives an answer which is highly questionable. He says Miksam Kekula only applies to Avelus or to Tumah. You want to get rid of it. So then the Torah has a din Miksam Kekula. But by Kedusha, these are the things you want to be Mosef Mechol HaKadosh. You want to have extra. You want to add on. You don't want to chase away the Kedusha. So by Inyan Kedusha, doesn't that make sense to apply Miksam Kekula? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gil Yoni HaShas, in the first Perek and Nazir, says that he doesn't think the Rambam Mifana is correct. Because you see, by Nazir, Kodesh Yia Gadol Peres HaRosh, has Kedushas Nazir, and you do apply Miksas HaYom Kekulam. So why don't you apply to Shabbos Yom Tov? So the simple answer is that Miksam Kekula only applies when it's a malos, it's a unit of time that's superimposed on the calendar. A person is Mekabel Ned and Nazirs. The day is Mekabel Naziris, so you have to observe 100 days or 30 days, whatever he said. But Shabbos is a calendaric day. Well, how can you say Miksam Kekula? The second half of the day is also Shabbos. Second half of the day is also Yom Tov. It doesn't apply to a calendaric day. Zab, Zava, Avelus, Tumah. These are things that are superimposed on the calendar. But it doesn't apply to a calendaric day. That's the Pashtus. Tisha B'Av is a calendaric day. In the Oitzer Agoinim, on the end of Masechus Tainus, Rav Soloveitchik used to always quote this. So they raised the question, why don't you say Miksam Kekulai, just like you say, by the last day of Shiva. So Tisha B'Av is one day. So what are you going to say? You only apply it if you have a series of days. If you only have one day, you can't call it a malos. That's not correct, because the Gemara says, Shmur in the Hegas Aliyah Mechod. If a person heard of the death of the relative after 30 days after the death, then you only observe Avelus one day. And that one day you can chisel down and say, Mitzvah Sayam Kekula. So you see that even one day is called a malos. That's the question that the Goyim asked. Why don't you say, Tisha B'Av Mitzvah Sayam Kekula? So the Pashtus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kabea, that calendaric day, Tisha B'Av, as the Yom Puronis, the Gemara says, Magalglim Choyva Al Yidei Chayiv. When the Meraglim came back and they gave a negative report and everybody was crying, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem B'chisa M'chia Shalchinim Ani Yakva Lachem B'chia L'doris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established Tisha B'Av, that calendaric day, as a day of Puronis. So that's why you can't say Miktsas Hayom Kekulam. Yeah, after the dinam of Nazir, the Torah has the dinam of Nesias Kapayim. So the Gemara has a drasha that you darshan smuchim. Usually we only darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. So that's why it's a little fluky over here. Gemara darshan smuchim, that just like the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So if the Kohen drank wine, he's not allowed to duchen. A mum does not passel. If a Kohen is a balmum, he's allowed to duchen. He's not allowed to be makor karbonis, but he's allowed to duchen. But if the Kohen is a shasa yayin, then he's not allowed to duchen. So that's a machlokes of Rishonim, whether that's a real, that's just an asmachta. It's only a dimmed rabbanim. It's a real diminator. So Rishonim hold that it's a real diminator. The Pashtus is that it shouldn't be, because we don't darshan smuchim in the other sifrei achumish. Only a chumish dvar may darshan smuchim. But it's a dimmed rabbanim. There is a Mishnah Megillah Mishesh Lamumim, but part of Yad Beraglav. It's not proper to stare at the Kohanim's hands when he's duchening. So we're afraid if the Kohen has mum upon of Yad Beraglav, this will draw attention and people will be staring at his hands. So that's why Midirabbanan, the Mishnah says in Megillah, Midirabbanan, the Kohen has mum upon Yad Beraglav, it's not allowed to do. I remember there was a Kohen in my father's shul whose ear was cut off. He learned in the yeshiva in Hebron when they had the riots, so the Arabs cut off his ear. He's happy that he's alive. It killed many, he was a European who was learning in Hebron. He was lucky that he was alive, others were killed. Because the Mishnah raises a question that during his lifetime, they started the meaning that the Kohanim cover their hands. So even if you look, unless you crawl under the Kohen's talus, you can't see his hands. So maybe since the whole reason for this din with the Rabbanim, that a Kohen has mumim, not allowed to duchen, is because it may draw attention to look at his hands, and the whole reason doesn't apply today. So maybe the whole Gzeira de Rabbanan doesn't apply. So he writes a Sofik in the case of Mishnah. By the time he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, apparently later, so he decided Lahakel, so it doesn't apply. So that's a question, why not? Usually we have a klal davishim minyan, tzorch minyan achal atira. Whenever the Chachamim make a Gzeira de Rabbanan for a specific reason, even if you live in a generation where that reason doesn't apply, so the Gzeira de Rabbanan still applies, unless you'll have a yeshiva's bezin to repeal the din de Rabbanan. But there never was, no one ever repealed it. So how come the Mechaber writes that it doesn't apply? So we had a suggestion based on the Mishkanes Yankiv has another volume of Chuvas that's called Koheles Yankiv. So the first two Chuvas on Chelek Chashem Mishpat, he develops an idea. Whenever there's a Gzera de Rabbanon, which is Bakira's Dovim and HaTorah, they're telling you not to fulfill a mitzvah and HaTorah. So there, they had to incorporate the Tamak Gzera into the Nusach HaGzera. Whenever the Tamak Zera is incorporated into Nusach HaGzera, then you don't say it's a loy plug. Then if you live in a generation where the Tamak Zera doesn't apply, then the whole Zera doesn't apply. So the Mishkanes Yankiv, he's talking about a different case. He's talking when there was a big machloikas between the two publishing firms, publishing the Gemara and the Rabbanim, when the first firm published the Shas. So the Rabbanim said, no one has a right to print the Shas for the next 5 years, in order that the first company should be able to recover all the money that they laid out and then make profit, because otherwise they're going to lose a fortune of money. They laid out a lot of money, and they'll never want to print any more Svarim. So then they sold out all the Svarim within the 5 years, and then they felt that they have the right, they have the sole right to reprint the Shas until the end of the 5 years. So that's when the Mishkanes Yankiv wrote to Tshuva that he thinks that they're wrong. That since this was Akira's Dovman HaTorah, Nikar Adin, everyone should want to print Svarim in order to be Marba Torah in the world. There should be more Svarim available. So this Gezerah that the Rabbanim made, Acherim, no one else is allowed to print a Shas within the next 5 years. This was really Akira's Dovman HaTorah. So the Tamak Zerah had to be incorporated into the Nusach HaGzerah. Tamak Zerah is that they should be able to recover the money that they invested and make a little profit so they won't be turned off from publishing Svarim. So they sold all the Svarim that they had. So since the Tamak Zera was incorporated into the Nusach HaGzera and the Tamak Zera didn't apply, so the whole Gzera didn't apply. So that's the Pashtus over here also. You have a lot of cases like that. We have the Gzera de Rabbanon, but that's Bakira's Dov Menater, like the Kohanim should not duchen. Nikra Dinna Mukhiv to duchen even after Bale Mumen. They still duchen. But that's why Dovah Shevim Minyan doesn't apply over here. Kosev Orchaz B'nai Yisrael Amar Lahem, before Shavuos, we gave a shiur on all the dinim of duchening. So we mentioned that the Targum Onkelos writes, Kosev Orchaz B'nai, the Poshib Shat, Kosev Orchaz B'nai Yisrael, the Kohanim should give a bracha Amar Lahem, the Kohanim should say to the B'nai Yisrael Amar Lahem. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation. Amar Lahem, that's how it says in some of the editions of the Targum Onkelos. I happen to have an edition here that doesn't have it. So in Pasuk Chav Gimel, it says, Kidein Tavochen Ez B'nai Yisrael, Kat, mine doesn't have, but then the others it says, Kat Teim Ranahon. The Torah Shabbat Peh interprets Amar Lahem, when B'nai Yisrael will tell the request of the Kohan, Lahem of the Kohanim, Amor the Yisraelim, Lahem, to the Kohanim, please give us a bracha. When you call out Kohanim, that's the tzibul. You want the Kohanim to duchen. So then the Kohanim have to give the Nesias Kapan. So that's what the Targum Onkelos in some of the editions says, Kad Teimur Nahon. When we will request of the Kohanim that they should give us a bracha, then the Mechayiv to give. All year long, not on Yontav, we don't request the bracha. So Mimele, they're not in violation of the essay because they want Mechayiv to duchen because we never requested of them. So in this, a little Sefer told us Sodom, it's the biographer of Rab Zelma Lev Alojener. He was the younger brother of Rab Chaim Alojener. They say whenever the Vilna Gaon didn't remember a Gemara, Rab Zelma Lev would tell him a whole Gemara about Peh. So they have different vertlach from him. So he thought that that's Pasuk Chav Gimel. And in little letter, in small letters, it says Chav Dalet before Yirecha Hashem Yishmarecha. So he thinks that that word kad, the word kad, was the two letters of Pascha Chavdalad that floated up when they set the type. It doesn't belong over here because Targum Onkelos is supposed to give Pshut Shalmik, and that's supposed to give additional levels of interpretation. So he thought that that was a misprint, and when the Bachar Azetze, when they were setting the type, they put in the Chavdalad, that it's Pasuk Chav Dalet, so by mistake it got stuck in the middle of Pasuk Chav Gimel. The Parsha ends with the Hanukkah Hanasim, that the last 7 days in Chodesh Adar, they were celebrating Shivas Yemei Miluim. Then the first 12 days in Chodesh Nisan, each one of the Nisim, Nasiach HaLayom, Nasiach HaLayom, each one of the Nisim brought the Kabbans. Each one brought exactly the same Korban as the others. To the best of my knowledge, this is the longest Medrash Rabbah anywhere on Tanakh is on these Yud based Nisim. The Medrash Rabbah explains that each one of the Nisim had a totally different kavana in bringing these karbonas. They did exactly the same karbonas. Each one had totally different kavanas. The Ramban writes that he thinks that this is one of the Taryag Mitzvahs Atar, that when you complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to celebrate. How many days you celebrate, and how many Kabbonis you bring, and which Chazan should sing, which Nigan, how big a choir, and which Rabbi should say a drasha, on which topic, that's already Harashah. But in principle, that you have to celebrate, he thinks that that's a Din D'Oraisa. There's a very fascinating Galya Masechta. Galya Masechta is Rab David el Navardika. He was the Rav Navardik. He was a contemporary of Rab Chaim Elojener. He has the first half of the Sefer Tshuvas, Galya Masechta. His name is David. The Gemara in Erevin says David. The pasuk says, "Vahi David achol daracha maskal Hashem imoy." And Shaul was Marshia. Shaul was not Matzliach, and David was Matzliach. So the Gemara says David was Matzliach in his shiurim because Galya Masechta, whatever that means. Rashi and the Rishonim have different pshat. So this Rab David on the Bardike, he called this Tshuva Sefer Galya Masechta. So the second half of the Galya Masechta is drushes that he gave, has the Hespedim, Hesper, Rab Chaim Elojener, and others in drushes. There's a drusha that he delivered on the occasion of Chanukah's Beis HaKnesses. They expanded the shul. So he's working with the assumption that when the Navi Yecheskel said the Jews will be sent into Golus at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, I'll have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says that's a reference to what the Genesis about the Midrash Shebebovel. So the Ran on the Rif HaMegillah assumes that that's just an asmach to Midrabbanim, that the whole Kedusha is Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash is only Midrabbanim. And the Chayodim quotes the Rav Lezer Mimitz and the Sefer Yireyim that it's a real din d'oraisa. And the Rambam is like that. The Stechemin quotes Zachreinim. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out also. The Rambam and the Minyan Amitzvah speak Tzorah on the Pasuk. Losasen Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. He writes, Hashor L'Noitet Tzevim Menam Mizbeach, Omi Beis HaKnesses, Omi Beis HaMedrash. He never writes it in the Sefer Amitzvah. He doesn't write it in the Mishnah Torah. In the Minyan Amitzvah speak Tzorah, where he has everything most abridged. That's where he writes this big Chiddush. It sounds like he thinks that Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha is a din d'oraisa, that you violate. So Rab David on the Vardika sounds like he thinks that the Ramban holds that this is a mitzvah min haTorah. Whenever you complete the building of Beis HaMikdash, you have an obligation to celebrate. So whenever you complete the building of a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, it seems to be assuming that it's a Kedusha deraisa, there's a mitzvah min haTorah to celebrate a Chanukah as Beis HaKnesses or a Chanukah as Beis HaMedrash. He says the way you mechanech the Azara. So if you want to be Moisif on Yerushalayim, say so bring shtei toides of the shir. You bring a korban toida. Korban toida is a kachim kalim, so you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. So you bring shtei toides and they walk around in the area that was just added, and the two toides are one next to the other. So the one that's further out, they don't eat. We treat that the nipsal biyotze, and the toida that's inside, that one you do eat, and you demonstrate Atkan as Kedushas Yerushalayim. So he writes, when you mechanech beis haKnesses, you mechanech beis haMedrash, we should really bring a korban toida, but we don't have a beis haMikdash. So he says in the Shalma form Sasenu, he's going to give a whole shiur on korban toida. I remember when they built the Breuer's new base metals down the block on 190th or something in Bennett. So they had a big celebration on Sunday. People were dancing with the Sifrei Torah from the old base medrash down the block to the new base medrash. And then Rabbi Perlow's father was still alive, Novi Minsky Rebbe, so he gave a whole shiur on Inyanei Korban Todah. So a few years went by, and then I saw this Galia Masechta. So I asked Rabbi, many years went by, and I asked Rabbi Perlow, why did his father give a shiur on Perakat Todah? Was it Daf Yomi learning Menachos then? Oh, it's because it is Galia Masechta. So he says he doesn't remember. He didn't remember why his father gave a shirim. So it could be that he thought also like this, like the Galia Masechta. Anyway, that's a chiddush in the Ramban, that whenever you complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to celebrate one of the Tariag Mitzvahs HaTorah. The Gemara Mishnah learns up in the Pasuk, Kaf Achas HaSor Zom Le'achuk Torah. Why does it say Kaf Achas? Akosav Asa L'chomashe B'Kaf Achas. There's a din of tziruf kli. It's for tuma. It only applies in kochim. A din of tziruf kli for tuma. There's a beautiful sefer Musa HaMishnah. So on the Mishnayos, it's written. I think the author's name is Ginsberg. I think he was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. He was a rabbi in Massachusetts. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think in Massachusetts. So he has on Mishnayos very nice things. So he has on Nazir, the Haftorah says that Shimshon is going to be in Nisir Lakim. But in the Parsha, it talks about Nazir Lashem. How come in the Parsha it's Nazir Lashem, Yudke Vavke, and Shimshon was Nisir Lakim? So he quotes the Ramban, Ala Torah, Parsha's Nasa, that strictly speaking, if the Iker Adin Nazir is Kodesh Yeh, has a Kedusha's Nasa. So once a person becomes a Nazir, we really ought to say, Malam HaKadosh V'lo Maridin. He shouldn't be allowed to lower himself, to go back to normal living. So the Torah says, when the Zman of the Naziris is up, Sam Naziris Shloshim Yom, or if he says 100 days, so when the Zman is up, he brings the Korban, and the Korban is Matahim. The Korban is Matahim to go down to a normal life. So that's called Nazir Lashem Yud Kevavske B'midas HaRachmim. Baruch Shalom gives the Nazir, has Rachmanis on a Nazir, he allows him to lower himself to go back to normal living. But Shimshon was a Nazir for the rest of his life. So that's why he's called Nazir Alekim. The B'midas Adin, the Nazir, once he Kaddish Yeh, once he becomes Kaddish, he's not allowed to lower himself to normal situation. These are some of the ideas in today's Sedra. Okay. Everyone should be healthy. We should have a good Shabbos. We'll be there next week. We'll learn Parshas Baal Yitzchak.
Rabbi, a question?
Yes.
I remember as a child that when they used to say the Kein Yehi Ratzons and Birkas Kohanim, they used to say Bischut Avraham Avinu, Bischut Yitzchak Avinu, Bischut Yaakov Avinu. Where does that come from? And you don't really hear it that much anymore.
I think it's a Medrash Rabbah on this week's Sedra, that the first Pasuk is Bischut Avraham. The different suggestions in the Medrash. So that's one suggestion, I think. That each pasuk is b'schus each one of the others, yeah.
It wouldn't be a problem to continue that minhag, would it?
Probably would not be. It was an old minhag, but in Shulchan Aruch they recommend it. The Gemara recommends it's not derech eretz. If they're giving us a bracha, we shouldn't talk. This is not really talking. We're saying ken yiratzen, amen. We say amen b'schus Avraham Avinu. Okay. We're accepting the bracha. We thank you for the brachas, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
A question regarding Seir Be'isha Erva?
Yes.
I thought I had remembered. I don't have it in front of me right now, but the Aruch HaShulchan, when he wrote about Kriya Shema, and he talks about the uncovered hair, I thought he wrote Davo Naseinu HaRabim, that they're not covering the hair. So it seems to indicate that he wasn't happy about the fact that they're not covering the hair.
Right. He says they have to cover the hair. He said the din requires they have to cover the hair, but unfortunately they don't, and by the goyim they don't also. So therefore he says it no longer has a din of hair because it's not a dovish adarkam lechasos.
I just understood Abba Seinu HaRabim means that he really would prefer that they do, and it should still, you know, if possible, women should cover their hair.
Right. He spells that out explicitly, right. Rav Soloveitchik said that also, that correct practice should be the women should cover their hair. But if they don't, then he says we follow that Aruch HaShulchan, that it's no longer Bizman HaZeh. And so many women don't cover their hair. It doesn't have a din of erevo, right?
But he still said to turn your head away when you're saying Shema.
Who, the Aruch HaShulchan?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar. That I don't remember.
It's in the Siman on Kriya Shema.
Got to take a look. Okay,
Rabbi.
Yeah,
Rabbi, could the Nazir have other alcoholic beverages besides for wine?
Beer, yes, permissible. There's a mistake. And Hertz is chumash. He says the Nazir is not allowed to drink beer. Shechar, that's a mistake. The Gemara says the Perish, the Nazir is allowed to drink beer. Shechar means wine. Yayin means grape juice. And Shecha means wine that's Meshaker. That means fermented wine, not grape juice. But
if the whole idea is that he's holding himself to a higher standard and not becoming Yazir Atma Minayayin, not becoming drunk, then if you get intoxicated by other alcoholic beverages, so what's the whole message of not drinking wine then?
It's a very good question, but that's the din. I don't know. You got a good question. Got to figure out. Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Abby.
Good. And Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you, Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you so much.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi.